The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby.
What
we are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
We get a people what they want.
LeBron James did the classic tweet and then delete. We will hear from Aaron Rodgers, but we start with the Olympic Games. Team USA is now in the gold medal game. After a rocky start, they beat Australia. France beat Slovenia. So we now have the gold medal match. Jalen, if you recall, they lost to France earlier in group play. What do you think about this gold medal game?
You heard Red, man. I'm out for the gold and after that, the platinum. Woo, legendary bars. Here's the thing for Team USA. Kevin Durant was huge in the second half. After being down double digits, it don't matter if it was one versus three, one versus four, one versus five. He turned into KD at the Rucker back in the day when he had over 60 and he had eyes on the prize and he was not gonna allow us to lose. That's what propelled us to actually get to this point. Now, since we at this point, gotta find a way to slow down the Knicks 48. Gotta find a way to keep Rudy Gobert off the boards. Like, they beat us before. So for your prediction of a guaranteed gold medal to happen, those are two things in particular we gotta make sure we take care of.
Absolutely, I expect the U.S. to win this game, but I'm glad you mentioned Kevin Durant because he has been absolutely phenomenal for Team USA, and because the Bucks were so dominant against the Suns, winning four straight games, we almost forget just how good Kevin Durant was in that Nets-Bucks series. This has been a great summer for Kevin Durant, a great bounce-back year, and I expect him to carry this momentum from Tokyo into the new season, which is going to start in like 3 weeks. Like, it's going to start. It really is. New season's going to start soon, and I expect the Nets to be on top of the Eastern Conference, powered by that man, Kevin Durant.
We normally have an NBA champion once every 12 months. Well, this year we had two in almost 9 months. And I agree with you, this has been a great summer and playoff for KD. But the regular season is going to start in October. So it's going to be interesting for me, not necessarily the Nets, but the entire NBA, in particular contending teams, how they respond to the short offseason.
Well, this has been a short offseason, but it's been very busy for the Los Angeles Lakers. They added a lot of new pieces, and we might have mentioned here on this program and many other programs have pointed out that some of those new pieces are a little old new pieces. LeBron James took to Twitter to fire back at the critics, and here is what he said. Keep talking about my squad, our personal ages, the way he plays, he stays injured, we're past our prime in this league, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do me one favor, please, and I mean please, keep that same narrative energy when it begins. That's all I ask. Thank you. Jalen, he later deleted this. Why do you think he went with the tweet and delete?
LeBron, you know how much I love him. Here's the deal, David Jacoby. So put that tweet back up there if it's okay. So are we allowed to acknowledge that the Lakers have the oldest team on paper in the history of the league? Are we allowed to actually just say that? Is that okay? Are we allowed to point out a fact that Anthony Davis and or LeBron James, likely due to injury or load management, won't play 82 games this year? Is that okay? And last but certainly not least, I'm glad he didn't use the term hating, but that's what is construed by so many people. And you've heard me say this for a decade. This generation uses the term hating incorrectly. Okay, just because I may disagree with you or have a differing opinion than yours, it does not mean that I'm hating. And also, is LeBron playing victim? Hold on. So let me get this right. The favorite, LeBron James, who went to Miami, played with Bosh and Wade, went to Cleveland, played with Kyrie and Love, came to LA and played with AD, and now remade his roster to where he got an MVP like Russ and a scorer Hall of Famer like Melo. So the Lakers, the underdog?
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Is that what we're doing here, Jacoby?
He's now saying, look at us, we're the underdogs. People are doubting us. Like, no one's doubting you, LeBron. Matter of fact, if you look at the Las Vegas odds for who's going to win the championship, the Lakers are right up there with the Nets. They are not underdogs. They are favorites. They are favorites. They are the favorites to come out of the West. They've got Hall of Famers up and down the roster. They've got shooting. They've got defense. They've got a player at every position. Like, no one is doubting you, LeBron James. You are not the underdogs. It's actually the exact opposite of that. But I love the way he does this. He really does control the narrative. And he even used the word narrative in his tweet that he was controlling as well. Oh, I love this Lakers team so much. I do have them coming out of the Western Conference. I'm not doubting you, LeBron. You are the favorite to win the conference. No one is doubting you. Well, Jalen Rose from one superstar MVP to another. This time, we turn our attention again to Wisconsin, where Aaron Rodgers said this about his relationship with the general manager of the Packers.
Well, I think it's a work in progress for sure. I mean, I think, you know, relationships aren't formed in a matter of a couple days.
He's gone. Aaron Rodgers is gone. He is gone. He redid his whole contract to guarantee this would be his last year in Green Bay. Jalen, what do you think about the work in progress in his relationship with the GM?
Well, here's the thing that I think works against the Green Bay Packers is because they're a publicly traded team, it seems like they don't have that one voice that could have cut through all of the noise and either basically made it known that we rather have Aaron Rodgers than this general manager who just took Jordan Love in the first round. Like, Matt LaFleur is a terrific young coach, and he and Aaron Rodgers have had some magic happen on the field these last couple of years. And Green Bay is a contending team. They also have a terrific defense. So in theory, for him to leave his situation and the general manager stays, to me, that's a dereliction of duty by the organization and those around it in decision-making processes. You keep Aaron Rodgers, you get rid of the GM, and it seems like they're doing it backwards.
It really does. I can't remember another star player of this caliber leaving, so clearly leaving their team outside of Michael Jordan in The Last Dance, which is the exact image that he and Adams synchronized, basically tweet at the same time. That's what happened. I can't think of another MVP caliber talent that is so obviously going to leave their team. Can you?
I'm going to keep reminding you. The Golden State Warriors won the championship, and Bob Myers joked about Kevin Durant joining the bandwagon. Everybody knew that he was going to leave the Golden State Warriors. We were lining up and naming teams on the East Coast that he was going to head towards. So that did happen with KD. And it's not just Aaron Rodgers, by the way. It's also Davante Adams, a wide receiver number one.
That's a good point. I mean, if they go through this season and lose Adams and Rodgers for little or nothing, it would be so surprising. They've really fumbled this. Just give Aaron Rodgers what he wants. He's the MVP. Give him what he wants. He wants more money. He wants more guaranteed years. Just give it to him. It'll be so sad to see Jordan Love under center for the Green Bay Packers next year, but it'll be a lot of fun to see Aaron Rodgers in a different uniform. Jalen, it is time to celebrate one of our favorite athletes on the planet. Show me some Shohei. Shohei Ohtani was on the mound, and again, he was just dealing. Jalen Anthony Rose, he has a 1.38 ERA since July 1st. That is the best in Major League Baseball with 25 innings pitched.
I'm going to make sure I point out the thing that makes Shohei extremely cold. He's ambidextrous, dog. He's batting with his left hand. And he's pitching with his right hand. This gentleman is incredible. And we didn't need him to be at the Home Run Derby to show him love on this program. We didn't need the 100-mile-an-hour fastballs to be striking out batters to show him love on this program. You know why? We saw greatness from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And he's healthy this year. Remember, they were trying to we don't really want you to pitch and bat. Maybe you should do one or the other. He dealt with some injuries earlier in his career. Now, all of a sudden, he's putting it all together. So very young. He's going to be a phenomenal player for another decade or so.
Jalen, is he a lock for the most valuable player in MLB?
Lock. This year, next year, and the year after that. Dog, he amongst the league leaders in home runs and ERA. Period. Period. .com.
Well, something tells me that he will be the MVP of the American League. Jalen Rose, when we come back, Andre Drummond, former Piston, is now a Philadelphia 76er, and there was an awkward embrace between him and Joel Embiid. We'll show you that right after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose, the New York Knicks, had a good season last year, powered by the most improved player in the league, Julius Randle. And they are running it back. Randle signed an extension, 4-year, $117 million. Interesting, Mr. Rose. If he waited another year, he could have signed for more money, but wanted the security of signing now. What do you think about that decision?
Hit up, bring it back, come rewind. This is a boss move by Julius Randle. And I want to make sure I say this as complimentary as possible. Last year was a magical one for him and the New York Knicks that they might not embody again. There might not be another season where he's top 4 or 5 MVP candidate, winning most improved player, the Knicks hosting a playoff series. Like, those things might not be happening in the near future. But at the same time, getting 117 now versus getting 200 in the offseason, that's a deal for the Knicks. So now the deals that you felt like you didn't like as a Knicks fan, in particular the Fournier one, you add both of those deals together, that's Julius Randle's deal that he could have gotten. So that's actually a win for your Knickerbockers, as they also added Kemba Walker this offseason.
Yep, Walker, Fournier, they brought back Burks, they brought back Derrick Rose. It's interesting with this Knicks team because Julius Randle had such a good year and he was making tough shots. He was making contested tough shots, getting his own buckets. I would love to see them take a next step, but as we've been covering the last few days on this program, Eastern Conference got a lot better from top to bottom. Some tells me that this Knicks team might be in the playoffs, but they will have to play in to get to the playoff because the Eastern Conference is stacked. And one of those teams that looks to be at the top of the Eastern Conference are the Philadelphia 76ers. Ben Simmons still on the Philadelphia 76ers. However, they did add Andre Drummond. And if you remember, Embiid and Drummond have a little bit of a history. And here's how the introductory embrace went between the two of them. Tell us what Mr. Embiid is thinking.
I'll tell you what he thinking. Like, for real, I'm going to go and be phony right now. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember what you said, dog, but it's all good. Hey, Joel and Andre, I love both of those guys. If this will make everybody feel better, I learned as I started to get older, most of the people that give you daps and hugs, are actually looking and feeling like that, whether you see it on their face or not.
Yeah, I just love the idea that he can't hide how he really feels. Like, he can't even put on a fake smile for 2 seconds while the cameras are on to introduce Andre Drummond to the team. Because these two have gone back and forth, and Joel Embiid has gotten the best of Drummond throughout his career. So it'll be interesting to see these two go at it in practice. But Jalen, elephant in the room, is Ben Simmons going to be on this team this year? Is there a deal out there for Ben Simmons?
I believe Ben Simmons is on this team this year, Jacoby, because it's really tricky. He's an all-NBA caliber performer. He's been that, third team. He's an all-defensive candidate. He's in the top 2 or 3 this season. He's a triple-double threat. He's 6'10", and he's a locomotive in transition. But then when you look down for the asking price, it's like, wait a minute, you first rounds? Another star player in return? It's like, wait a minute, we can't necessarily pull that deal together to satisfy you, Philly. So it's going to be interesting for them as the East continues to improve and the process continues to get lower in the Eastern Conference standings. If they're going to decide to just make a move because they have the opportunity to, or are they going to hold out and then all of a sudden Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, who we both know occupy the same real estate in theory when they're at their best on the floor, won't necessarily coexist as a championship duo.
Another improved team in the Eastern Conference or in the nation's capital, they assigned Spencer Dinwiddie to the Wizards. What do you think about the addition of Dinwiddie to the Wizards, and how does that affect Bradley Beal?
You know that's my guy right there, fam. You and I done sat at Nets games, and I'm like, that's one the Pistons let get away. I said the same thing about Chris Middleton. I promise y'all, when this season starts, this guy right here is going to be the surprise underrated signing by any team. They let Russ and his salary go to add Dinwiddie, and his productivity is going to pick right up, and he and Bradley Beal are going to be fantastic in the East. Mark my words. And lastly, Kyle Kuzma plays with them, right? Don't Kyle Kuzma play with the Washington Wizards now?
I think so.
Okay. He's going to get buckets this year. And I know a lot of people saw him in L.A., and he had to adjust to a role. That's what happens when you're not the superstar player. But when your minutes in the front court are suppressed with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, it's just not going to be as many shots. So now playing in a wide-open system, mark down Kyle Kuzma for 20-plus right now.
Really?
Right now, mark down Kyle Kuzma. Remember I told you, the Washington Wizards are part of that Eastern Conference resurgence, Jacoby, and Spencer Dinwiddie and Kyle Kuzma are going to be big parts along with Bradley Beal.
If you are Bradley Beal, do you think that he is happier with this current roster than he was last year with Russell Westbrook on the team?
They're better, so yes. And also, he's going into the final year of his contract. So we're not going to have to wonder how he feels. He's going to show us, like the Greek Freak, invested in the Bucks and he stayed. Julius Randle, invested in the Knicks and he stayed. So did Steph Curry and Trae Young. So if he wants to be there, again, that's what he will do. Otherwise, they'll try to move him for fair value.
Jalen, Dan Campbell has yet to coach a single game for the Detroit Lions, but he's already given us some really interesting press conference moments, and the latest is no different. Let's listen to how Dan Campbell just starts his day.
Normally what I do is I'll get two venti. I go to, you know, Starbucks. I get two venti of the Pike with two shots in them, so black eye in both. That's what I come in with. That's how I start the day.
Jalen, that is an absolute insane amount of caffeine. Again, two venti, that's 20-ounce coffees with two shots in them. That's 40 ounces of coffee with four espresso shots. What is wrong with this man?
Little known Jalen fact, I do zero tobacco and I do zero caffeine. Zero. So for him to already be like on edge, almost like a WWE fighter, a former tight end for the Lions. You know what? I got to get to one of those practices. You know what? I got to get to one of those practices. Hey, coach, I got you. Now that I know your order, I'm going to bring it to you at practice, coach. I got you.
Jalen, the amount of caffeine in that, I wouldn't sleep for a week. Like, I would not sleep for a week. I'd probably have to be hospitalized. Like, I'll have a cup of coffee in the morning, but I'll have, like, one of these. You know, just a little cup of Joe to give me some pep in my step. That dude is out here drinking a full 40 ounces of coffee with four shots of espresso. Jalen, we have a football game tonight. An NFL football game tonight between the Steelers and the Cowboys. Don't expect to see too many starters, but that won't keep me from watching. We'll preview that right after this.
Are you ready for some football?
We have two Summer League games tomorrow night. First at 7 o'clock, it is the Spurs-Grizzlies. And then at 9 p.m., it is the inter-squad scrimmage between the Jazz Blue and the Jazz White. Those are streaming on the ESPN app and on ESPNU. Jalen Rose, tonight on my television, there will be live semi-competitive football between the Cowboys and the Steelers. We won't get a look at the stars, but what do you expect to see as the season starts to kick off this evening?
One word comes to mind, nostalgia. Like, when I see these two-story franchises, right, I think back to when I was a shorty and the classic Mean Joe Green commercial, or Terry Bradshaw, the Steel Curtain, Lynn Swan, John Stallworth, Franco Harris. For the Dallas Cowboys, Ed Too Tall Jones, Reggie White, okay? Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith. The list goes on and on of storied Hall of Fame players that play for both of these franchises. And so that's what I'm excited about, to actually see the Shield back on the field.
Yep, it won't be the stars that we want to see from these teams, but it'll be the uniforms, it'll be the cadence of the call. It'll be so much fun just to have football back in our lives. And I might even gamble on it. Go New Jersey. We'll see.
I got great
hands.
We'll
be back tomorrow.
I could catch DBs at night.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our viewers. A couple things I want to point out to our podcast listeners. Yesterday I was late. Jalen Rose today, late. Late. I'm just saying.
I can't believe after 10 years of being a television personality, you can't handle being the butt of the joke. Like, you mispronounced a word on the show today, and you like, can you please go back and change it?
I
like,
dog, think of the word.
Just chill, dog. Just chill, dog. It's okay for us to laugh at you every now and then. Everybody can't laugh at me all of the time, dog.
I laugh at myself all the time. I'm fine. I love being
the
butt of the joke.
And I gotta tell you a secret, dog.
Okay.
I was here and mic'd up before you sat down. What are you saying?
Okay.
Dog.
What world are you living in?
David Jacoby. Mm-hmm. I was here before you, dog. What are you saying?
Sometimes I don't even know who I'm talking to.
I literally waited for you to sit down before I sat down. I was here 15 minutes before you even got here.
Okay.
See, you didn't even have to bring this up. See, you're
wrong,
see?
Whatever you say.
No, it's a fact. I was here before you, dog.
So then later on in the program, in between commercials, you called me a liar. Just straight up called me a liar. You asked the staff, said, did anyone else notice that Shohei Ohtani pitches with his right hand and hits with his left? And I said, yes, I did. Reggie said, yes. And then Davison said, I had never really thought of that until you said it. And then you said, well, at least Davison's being honest. And then you said that I was lying and Reggie wasn't.
So let me ask you this then.
Mm-hmm.
How many times out of your mouth have you said Shohei hits with his left and bats with his right? Bats with his left
Zero.
And throws with his right.
0 times I've said that. But that does not mean that I've not thought
it. You hear that, Reg? You hear that? 0 times. That means...
We're gonna fight.
That I'm accurate.
That I'm lying?
Let me repeat the question. Okay. Since you've noticed it, with your astute analysis, mm-hmm. and your great mind for sports mm-hmm. and entertainment, how many times have you said Shohei hits with his left and throws with his right?
Zero.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean I didn't notice it. That doesn't mean, just because I didn't say it doesn't mean I didn't notice it. And now you're calling me a liar.
Somebody please call in. I need help. 98580-JALEN. Like, the beauty about me and Jacoby's relationship is like a couple, we show up every day. You know, there's no days off here. When you turn on this show, we gonna be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed something, fam.
Uh-oh.
It's okay for me to be wrong and be the butt of the joke.
It's okay. But I make fun of myself like more than anybody else.
You
I'm
don't
happy
like
being that butt of the joke. No, I'm a self-deprecating like person.
No, you don't like it. You don't like it.
Oh.
But here's what I will make sure I say about my brother Jacoby. He got some sharp elbows. Because I see you pushing people when you was trying to get in the garden, dog. I saw you, dog.
Very calm. I was very calm.
You know, because what ends up happening is like you got like five sets of doors in a compact space, but then they stop using the first four doors.
Mm-hmm.
And then like everybody had to like get in one door. And then the metal detector was right in front of the door. So whoever got in was just basically inside, not necessarily going through the metal detector.
They had us go get COVID tests, right? When they said go get COVID tests like 3 days ahead of time, I was like, oh, this is gonna be very organized. You know, like this is, they're really on their P's and Q's. Like, but then we get to the spot. Jalen, did you even have a ticket? Number one. No. Just didn't. Just
you
no
asked
ticket.
Me that the entire time. I was
yeah,
like,
no ticket, no passes, no nothing. And then you just get to the front and they're like, okay, Jalen, go ahead.
They hit me with the, you know, I got a couple of contacts and they hit me with the, just go to the VIP entrance, you're going to be good. I'm like, I don't have no ticket, no pass, no wristband.
No ticket, no nothing. There's no seats. They're not, hey, you're in row three, seat B. Like, none of that. None of that. It was just a free-for-all. It was so hip-hop. I love Dipset Lock so much.
I loved it so very much.
It was so hip-hop.
And
I love it so much.
And I must say, how many people you think was there total?
Oh, 4,000. I don't know.
So, if it was 4,000... 3,999 look like me, and Jacoby was the only white guy. Jacoby's the only white guy.
I thought I'd be a little bit more diverse. I don't know if I was going to be the only white guy in there. I thought I was going to get sacrificed or something. What's going on here? I was like, is this a setup?
And let me tell you the beauty of that. All I saw was people coming up to Jacoby time and time again. Giving daps, giving mm-hmm. hugs, giving love. That's we great. Saw our guy Corey Homicide there. It was a love dope time. Saw Taj Gibson, Fat Joe was there, Carmelo was there.
Oh, Jadakiss in the middle of the set pointed at me and goes, Jacoby, in the middle of the set. It was his night. That reminded me of the Super Bowl. Like, I really thought the Chiefs were gonna win. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, this is the guaranteed Chiefs win. I put money on them. I said I'd wear a clown suit if they lost. And then about halfway through the game, like, did they didn't even score a touchdown? That's kind of how it felt like with Dipset Locks. I was like,
let me tell you what was crazy.
A little bit of a blowout here.
You know, we surrounded because we right next to the stage, clearly by family and friends from both sides. And I started counting the songs. And then I felt like it was like 8 to 2. Then I started saying, stop the fight, stop the fight. And then one of the Dipset family members was like, all right, now you gotta chill out, dog. I was like, all right, my bad.
It's like, we had a great spot. We're right on the side of the stage, like right there on the side of the stage. But then what ended up happening, as they do with all hip-hop shows, is a couple more homeboys got on the stage, and then a couple more homeboys got on the stage. And next thing you know, I couldn't even see the proceedings anymore because the crowd was on the stage, not in the crowd.
And I got to, again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for embodying hip-hop, brother. It ain't just you showing up with a hoodie on. Mm. It ain't you just with an album cover. It ain't like you going in the office, turning off your love for hip-hop in order to get the job. You embodied it, my brother, and it was great to see you throwing your elbows. You wasn't shy at all. It was time for us to push through that door. You was pushing.
I'm getting through the door.
Because there's also, because they're going to let Jalen in. But I'm on the fence. I don't have a ticket. I don't have a pass. I don't have a lanyard. So, like, there's also a couple people between me and you. So they're like, all right, Jalen, let's start waving Jalen in. I had to get on that wave. I had to get on that wave. Because once they let you in, they close that door behind you and I'm not in there, I'm going home. I'm taking a train. Sad. Watch it on my phone from the crib. Such a great night.
It was a fun night. And
that was such a great night.
I must say this out loud. I'm taking off my glasses as I say this.
Oh, no.
I was about to do it last night, but I might do it today. As we celebrate top five DOA Jadakiss, as we celebrate holiday styles, hit the brakes, Reg, please. Y'all better put some respect on my guy, the silverback gorilla, Sheik Lucha's name.
He was great.
Flat out. Last night, I even went back and I calculated how many posse tracks that were classics that he led the first verse. He had the first verse on the song with Jay. He had the first verse on the song with Big. And he had the first verse on their song with DMX. You know what I'm saying? So if you going on with those cats, your bars gotta be pristine if they gonna let you lead off a posse track. You know how this worked, Jacoby. Like now, you know, posse tracks, you know, you send in the beat, people ain't in the studio at the same time. You know, you're not vibing out type of thing. But back then, a posse track was like, yo, your bars gotta be up or you ain't gonna be on the song.
I always like the stories where someone has their verse, but then they hear someone else's verse and they have to rewrite their whole verse just to get up to the level. I always love those stories, Jalen.
So right now, if you're a fan of Jalen and Jacoby, make sure you send Sheik Lucha an IG comment. Make sure you send him a tweet. Because I'll tell you this, I've played on a lot of teams. But you need that Dennis Rodman on the squad. That's Sheik. That's him. He the Dennis Rodman of their team. He make everything go. I see him dropping a dime. Oh, hey, Styles, hey, Kiss, hey. Oh, y'all, oh, and by the way, don't make Sheik turn into security. He also security. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, big shout to the Silverback Gorilla, Sheik Luciano. Make sure y'all give him his love. And I'm happy the Locks are getting their appreciation. But it's kind of broken news on this show because Jada's Hall of Fame bus is one place in the industry on this show. He don't even have his Hall of Fame bust. Okay? We got it. Because we D-Block. I just had to say that. Sorry for Darrell Revis and your show.
No problem, but it's your show too. So Quavo posted a picture of his assistant holding an umbrella, and he said that he pays his assistant $5,000 a day. Jalen Anthony Rose, $5,000 per day to be Quavo's assistant. Do you believe that he actually pays that?
Where's LL when I need him? That's a lie.
That's just too much. You could have 5 assistants for that. You could have 20 assistants for that. That's too much money.
Well, I think what he was trying to do was quantify how another person was holding an umbrella for him. I'm just the kind of guy, like, and I say this to Uber drivers or whatever, like, I don't necessarily need somebody, like, to open the door for me.
No.
Or,
stay
like,
stay in the car.
Yeah. I'm about to jump out the whip and it's raining, like, give me the umbrella. Like, I'm not trying to stand shoulder to shoulder with somebody else and they holding my umbrella. Like, I'm just good on that.
You know what, Jay?
I'm good on that.
I'm not an umbrella guy. Farnsworth Bentley
classically made himself into, like, the heel so to speak, with Pharrell and Kanye and, you know, the dance moves and all of that. But that was more like, that was more like his public persona. It wasn't like you're saying right now, whereas you're paying somebody and they're holding your umbrella. I'm good on that. I'm good on that.
Well, all I know is that your assistant, Michelle, needs at least $5,000 a day to deal with your schedule.
And she would never hold my umbrella. Yeah. Never.
Michelle be hitting me up when she knows I'm with you, being like, Jalen's got a Zoom call in 15 minutes. Can you just make sure that he gets on it?
She's the best.
I love Michelle so much.
We almost got 20 years in the game, fam.
Really?
20 years.
She makes everything happen. Jalen, Rihanna is officially a billionaire. A billionaire. What do you think about that?
I think hip-hop is turning 50. I'm really fortunate that it's been the soundtrack of my life. By the way, shout to Sasha Jenkins, this week's guest I have on the Renaissance Man, who's teaming up with Nas to do the Hip Hop in 50 Years documentary. And guess what, Jacoby? He also doing a doc with Netflix, I believe, on Rick James.
I saw that trailer.
Rick James, he's doing that too. That's gonna be crazy. And the reason why I bring up Rihanna and Rick James via hip hop is that I remember a period of time where people felt like it was gonna be a fad. Like it was gonna be a season, right? Now all of a sudden, when mainstream America realizes that hip hop moves the culture, now you see artists like Jay and Puff and Rihanna that are billionaires. And it's an amazing thing. I remember in the early 90s going to the league. Rappers weren't making the kind of money that they making now. Now they making athlete money. And we both living in the suburbs. It's a beautiful thing. I love it so very much. I'm happy for her. And her line is dope. I'm not surprised. Hopefully we can get an album now.
Yeah, I would like an album. I would definitely like a Rihanna album. And Jalen, everyone should check out the trailer for the Rick James documentary. I think it's directed by Sasha. That's going to be so dope. What a life.
Rick James documentary is going to be crazy. And shout to Dave Chappelle and rest in peace to Charlie Murphy, who reintroduced Rick James via the Chappelle Show to a modern day audience. For somebody that's old enough to remember Rick James, his entire career, I'll tell you my funny Rick James story, and we need to do this as a story time. I remember taking the silver clip with the feather on it and putting it on my belt and wearing it to school, not knowing it was for roach clips. Mm-hmm. I did not know. I remember singing Mary Jane, not knowing it was about marijuana. I remember those days. That actually happened. And so Rick James was like Cameo. Well, I don't want to forget the old school guys like James Brown and Cab Calloway. Like there was so many eclectic artists who embodied like singing and rock and their outfits like Cameo and Zap and Roger Troutman. Like so many artists that get overlooked by history. And I personally like T-Pain, but I gotta say this. I seen him do a lot of interviews and not shout out Roger Troutman. I seen him do a lot of interviews acting like he was the first person to do auto-tune. Not true. Not true. Like, oh, I discovered it one time I was in the studio and somebody gave me this and somebody gave me that and before I know I was doing, Nah, dog. More bounce to the ounce. That's mid-80s, dog. I'm just saying. Can't wait for that Rick James doc.
Big shout out to Sasha Jenkins. We always love to hear from you, our listeners, so call 985-80-JALEN. Please call in and talk some sense into Mr. Rose, who called me a liar earlier today and lied about being in the chair before me today.
Jacoby got sharp elbows, y'all.
985-80-JALEN.
It was so funny, Reg, I promise you.
Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G. Call 985-80-JALEN, leave us a voicemail. Yep. We'll put it on the show just like this.
Yo, what's good, Jalen Jacoby? It's your boy Ty from the ATL. You know, your usual casual caller. Shout out Reg, you know you guys said that on the show. I hope everything's good. Sorry, Jacoby, you caught the coronavirus. I'm sorry all 19 of them jumped you, but I'm glad you're doing better and you're persevering. Let me ask you guys this very quick question before you guys reach your off season and whatnot. Enjoy the rest of your vacation and whatnot. My question is, me and my friend had made a bet before the NBA season that the Warriors were not going to make the playoffs. I bet it that they were not going to. My friend said they were. So, blah, blah, blah. Everything happened, and the play-in happened. My friend doesn't want to pay me my money because the Warriors made it to the play-in. He counts that as the playoffs because it's postseason basketball. Please help settle this bet so my friend can help pay me. All right, appreciate it, guys.
Ty, I got news for you. That man owes you some money. That man owes you some money because that the play-in is not the playoffs. That's why they're called the play-in to the playoffs. The Warriors did not make the playoffs, in my opinion, Mr. Rose.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate the love. Shout, Todd. Peace up. A-Town down. This is a simple one. He got to give you your bread.
Yeah.
Like this ain't difficult. There were 8 Eastern Conference teams that made the playoffs. There were 8 Western Conference teams that made the playoffs. The Golden State Warriors were not one. As a matter of fact, I was one of the people as the play-in started that stood on the table and said Memphis was going to get that spot. And they ended up Ja Morant leading them to that spot. And my God, 3-and-D Dylan Brooks. Irrational confidence favorite of mine. Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to come back healthy. Watch out for Memphis. But he definitely owes you your money. The Golden State Warriors didn't make the playoffs. Tell him to stop being cheap.
M.O.
Own up to your bet. And if he doesn't pay you, he's bullying you. Because this is an obvious one.
Like, this ain't even like. Didn't make the playoffs.
Like, the number one seed in the West played the number 8 seed in the West. That wasn't the Warriors.
No, it was not the Warriors. And the play-in's getting more and more interesting as this offseason develops because it seems like there's just a lot more teams with playoff aspirations than there previously have. Like, in the Eastern Conference, there's always one team that just, like, kind of accidentally made the playoffs. Usually it's like the Magic. But there's at least like 11, 12 teams right now in each conference that expect to be in the playoffs, not the play-in.
Here's the genius of the play-in games and the play-in tournament. It now forces teams that we know are not contenders to actually make moves. Because if you're not a part of the play-in game, that means you're really irrelevant. And so now squads that were deeper in their conferences like Washington and Chicago, like now they gotta make moves.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's not just enough to say, well, we ain't a playoff team or we not a contending team. Now your fan base expects you to at least be a part of the play-in conversation. Like seriously? Like if your team ain't a part of the play-in conversation, they fired everybody after this year.
Bulls got Vucevic, they got DeRozan, they got Ball, they got Jacoby White, they got LaVine playing
Caruso.
The Team USA right now. Caruso, like they really, really, really are making a run at it. The Knicks got Fournier and Kemba Walker. They basically got the Boston backcourt.
But that's an upgrade for who was playing those minutes the year prior.
I like Barrett. We'll see though. We'll see. Jalen, we got time for one more voicemail. 985-80-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail and we'll put on the show just like this.
What's up? This is Jared calling from Indianapolis. I got a question for you all about the Pacers. Obviously, we got a really deep, like, set of talent on the roster, but in my eyes, I feel like I don't see anybody who's a top guy on a real contending team. Domantas Sabonis has been great. Caris LeVert, obviously, at times has shown he can score. But I feel like we got like five starters who are really solid B+, A- guys, but don't have that top tier guy. There's recently a tweet going around with a picture of Damian Lillard in a Pacers jersey that said, trade the city. I saw a lot of people in the comments on that tweet down the thread saying like, oh no, what are you talking about? Domantas Sabonis, take us to the promised land. I love Domantas Sabonis, but I just don't know that he's the guy who's going to carry us to a championship. So my question for you all is, what do you think it would take for the Pacers to be able to get a guy like Damian Lillard to come to Indianapolis? Obviously, we got a lot of great chips, a lot of great players that we could move around. And also, do you think we even need it? Maybe this team, once we get everybody healthy with a new coach, Rick Carlisle is going to do a lot of great things. Maybe you think that's just enough. Let me know what you guys think. Thanks.
I love fans. I love fans. Shout out to Jared and Indy, because you know what? You can hear in Jared's voice, he loves the Pacers. And he sometimes fans can be a little delusional about their own teams, because this dude is really acting like this core, all they need is Rick Carlisle, and now all of a sudden they're going to be competing for a championship. I know you love your Pacers as well, Mr. Rose. So let's answer this man's question. Do they need Dame Lillard? Do they need to make a move like that to truly
compete?
Here's
what I want to show everyone. See Carmelo Anthony trade from the Knicks. You're not doing your team or the star player a service if you're trading half of the team to acquire that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You want to add Dame to Sabonis. You don't want to trade Sabonis, LeVert, and all of these guys to get them.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, under those circumstances, I actually agree with the fans. In their market, strength is numbers. So they're better off having four or five really good NBA players and a guy like Sabonis with all-star potential, or Caris LeVert, and the squad, the way they're building it kind of via the draft or whatnot and free agency, adding Malcolm Brogdon a couple of seasons ago, versus mortgaging everything that they have and trading Dame Lillard. But also, I just got something I wanted to make sure I say. I just got something about your guy LaMelo Ball that you're going to see hit the news today. Here you go, Project Pat. Here's our social post for today for Jalen and Jacoby. I'm going to read it because it's a lot happening.
Wow.
And it has to do with a LaMelo Ball partnership.
Breaking news right here on the program.
This has really just happened. We just got the deal done. We have 49% ownership in the largest watch company in Hong Kong. That's dope. And check this out, fam. Established in 1972. I can't even pronounce it. Can you help me? Memorigins? M-E-M-O-R-I-G-I-N-S? Memoirgins? Memoirgins? In-house factory has accumulated rich and extensive experience over the years, resuiting in highly efficient production and capacity and stable quality. I got this down. The entire factory and office covers more than 40,000 square meters and is one of the largest there's so many words I can't pronounce because this is real money. Tourbillions to ensure our tourbillions are held up to the highest international standards. It's a European watch. Oh man, 49% ownership? 49? That is crazy. LaMelo and Jermaine Jackson have 49% ownership in the largest watch company in the world? Hey, shout out to y'all.
What's it called?
I can't wait to get mine.
Memories?
You remember Dame sent us some watches? Yeah, Dame Dollar sent us some watches.
Yeah, he did. Shout out to Dame Dollar. He didn't just come on the show. He sent a watch. That's very nice of him.
Dog, Melo and his manager take half ownership of one of the biggest watch companies in Hong Kong.
Good for him. Good for LaMelo.
And his watch looks cold. I'm about to send you a picture of it, Project Pat. It is cold. Jeez. That's what I love about the game now, Jacoby. That's why, and I wish Tommy was here today to hear me say this, but like, there won't be any more NBA player broke documentaries. Those won't exist again. While they did exist, let me tell you what I never appreciated. How the people they were paying to manage their money never got exposed. I don't appreciate that. And a lot of those people still were working and are currently working in the industry managing other people's money. How about that?
That's terrifying. That's absolutely terrifying.
That is terrifying, right? Just think about that. Those same people, it's almost like in a different way, clearly. I love Simone Biles, so I just want to use her as an example because I admire her courage. Imagine she's still, in theory, working under the infrastructure where the Larry Nassar abuse took place.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like she's in a different locale. Like, she's still playing and competing under that same infrastructure that happened. And so now young players like LaMelo, you know who else I want to give love to? He came on this show and adopted me. I want to give props to LeVar Ball. Because like Jada Kiss, right? Like the locks. A lot of people going to wake up yesterday and want to give them their flowers, and that's cool. That's broken news on J&J. We got the Hall of Fame bust already in studio. Y'all should catch up. Shout out to Red Gillette for the dope picture with the Scully. But here's the thing about LeVar Ball, I got to make sure I pay my say. Did you see the contract that Lonzo Ball just got?
Mm-hmm. Did you see LiAngelo also got a deal with the Hornets? He's getting a look with the Hornets. So listen, you can't tell me, if I'm LiAngelo Ball, you can't tell me I didn't make the NBA. Because he's going to be wearing a Hornets logo, getting paid to play basketball. So all three of them are NBA basketball players.
Correct. Memoirgans, established in 1972.
Memoirgans.
Shout to LaMelo Ball and Jermaine Jackson for having 49% ownership in one of the largest watch companies in the world. Jalen and Jacoby are standing by the mailbox, patiently waiting. Our empty wrists would welcome the opportunity of one of those beautiful, magnificent watches.
Timepieces. Isn't it not watches? They're timepieces. I like Jermaine, when people call them timepieces.
Jermaine Jackson,
pieces.
You know my address. You can send it anywhere in Detroit. I'll go get it. You can send it to U of D. You can send it to Southwestern. You can send it to anywhere. I'll make sure that we get it. But in all honesty, dog, that's dope. Like we were saying about Rihanna. It's the same thing.
It's one like thing to get a check. It's another thing to get ownership.
49% ownership. That part.
That's crazy.
49%. That's a brilliant move by them. And so very young. He ain't even 21 yet, dog. He ain't even 21. When I was his age, I was trying to figure if I could put 40 ounces in an empty swimming pool. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying?
I just love 49%. The idea that you're just staring at an empty swimming pool being like, all right, how many 40s is this going to take? Do I got to get to the distributor? How do I keep them cold? Do I put water in there and 40s? Ice? I could see you and your homeboys just sitting around looking at an empty pool like, how are we going to get this done, guys?
Oh, man, it was a science experiment for sure. And then you realize, wait a minute. You know if those two bump into each other and the glass breaks in this water, that's going to be all bad.
I can't, anytime anyone has any glassware around the pool, I'm just like, just don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
So breaking news, you heard it here first. LaMelo Ball and his manager, Jermaine Jackson, have now partnered with the largest, have now partnered with one of the largest watch companies in the world, and they have 49% ownership. Drum roll, hand clap something, Reg, for that.
We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.